for my interpretation on the third level to the Buddhists. What is a meaningful and positive life? What are the demarcations? Innately, we long for happiness and do not want suffering. This was a law of nature. If you ask why we have this desire, the Buddhist explanation is that all the negative experiences are temporary and can be eliminated. Because there is a Buddha nature, a Buddha seed within us, all these negative emotions can be eliminated. Every sentient being has the potential of Buddha nature. From birth, every sentient being has the desire for happiness and wants relief from suffering. On that basis, those actions and motivations that bring satisfaction or happiness are positive, and those that ultimately bring suffering are negative. How do you live in a better way? The essential thing, as I mentioned earlier, is to help others. If more people are smiling, you get peace. If more people look sad, you also feel sad. I saw some people who were not very old, but they looked old. A mother, father, and a small daughter. They were selling newspapers and had very sad faces. Seeing them really made me very sad. If you create more smiles, you get more happiness. You achieve immediate satisfaction, and in the long run, you gain more reliable friends. However, friends made by money are not genuine friends. Only friends made through human affection are genuine. If you can help, then help. If you cannot, at least refrain from harming others. Why should we restrain ourselves from harming others? The reason is our interdependence. Our future depends on others. Even an individual's mental happiness is dependent on many factors and conditions. Today's experience is the result of the causes and effects of yesterday, as well as the experiences in our previous lives and so on. The whole universe, the entire galaxy, comes and goes in this manner. Understanding how things actually exist and being able to distinguish between appearance and reality is extremely important. To reduce the disparity between reality and appearance, it is best to know the truth. When we lay so much importance on the understanding of how things actually exist, we are doing so not merely for the sake of understanding alone, but because we want happiness and do not want suffering. We can cultivate and achieve happiness, remove and eliminate suffering, provided we are able to engage in a practice that is in tune with the law of nature and in tune with how things actually exist. It is because of this that the Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths. Because our objective is the attainment of happiness or some kind of permanent happiness eventually, we have to take every care of the causes and conditions of that goal. This is the basic reason why we should follow non-violence based on compassion. In other words, if we cannot help others, we should refrain from harming them. Why should we do this? We have to engage in the practice of non-violence and compassion because of the reality of our interdependence with all other sentient beings.